Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
This is sort of weird. Usually I wait until the next day to review Monday Night Raw, but I got to watch it live tonight on my day off. Wrote my notes, but the show's fresh in my mind because I'm excited. I'm excited, man. I'm excited, way beyond excited right now for WrestleMania. Coming up here in 2 weeks. Got the whole weekend off so we can get our WrestleMania on. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. I am KMB, the sexy ninja. This is a sexy ninja for C-Plus Studios and the Paper Saber Universe. Let's go, Dan! I'm talking about Monday Night Raw. All right, March 20th, 2023. Corey Graves, Kevin Patrick on commentary there in St. Louis, baby. Go tell Nelly. Go let Nelly know. Mama, you know, I was just like, damn, we in the loo. We started off. Kevin Owens comes out. Then Sami Zayn, huge, huge pop. Oh, my gosh. They're in the ring, you know, and Kevin says something. Goes, I think they like you. And then all of a sudden, they start chanting Kevin's name. It was a great special moment between these two friends. Of course, the inevitable happens. The Usos come out, and they're like, yo, Us, you know, fake-ass Us and all this stuff. And I like what Kevin said, because before they came out, they looked at the sign. They're like, let's talk about the actual thing we want to talk about right here, right now. We know what's going to happen. Then the Usos come out, and they're like, all right. You know, and Kevin's like, WrestleMania, for those undisputed tag team championships. Jimmy's like, nah, ain't no way, Us, no way, Us. But Jay is the one that he says he accepts the challenge so they can end this once and for all. You know, and it just got my brain going. I've been seeing it on TikTok, the That's So Raven. What's been going on in my brain, you know, when she gets her little premonitions or whatever. That's what happened to me. I was like, what if Jay turns on Jimmy to make them lose the undisputed tag team titles to Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn? Because Sami's been saying this past couple weeks, you are mad because you didn't pull the trigger. You are mad that you didn't turn your back on Roman, and I had to because I didn't want to, you know, he said, telling Jay that he's jealous of this. The Usos don't like that. They start to fight, you know, there's no solo with them, but guess what happens during this fight after they get their asses kind of handed to them? Roman Reigns, Solo, Heyman, pull up, black SUV, you know, they're backstage, they're walking in, and the Usos are like, yo, the tribal chief is here, we gotta go, and, you know, Kevin are like, come on, let's go, let's do this, you know, I was like, oh, this is, man, we're almost there, the story is about to finish, and if you have not seen it yet, I've been looking at Cody Rhodes' tweets, they got some new merch for Cody that's gonna be at the Superstore for WrestleMania. If anybody listening to this is going to WrestleMania in Hollywood, please let me know. I will PayPal you some money to get that exclusive Cody Rhodes shirt. Finish the story. They're going to have him with his trench coat for his on with like Hulk. And this was amazing. Okay, for me, this is why I'm geeking out right now, because I'm WrestleMania 7. Right, I'm doing right with Sergeant Slaughter and Hulk Hogan. And Hulk Hogan's holding the American flag. He's on the mountain. And it's just such an iconic image. John Cena's done the image and whatnot. But for some reason, they're doing this one here with Cody. And it says, finish the story. There's one with his gear on. There's one without his jacket on. And I'm like, and one's exclusive at WrestleMania. So if you're going to WrestleMania and you're going to be at the Superstore, I wear a 3X. Let me know. Hit up cplusstudios928@gmail.com. I will PayPal you the money, Venmo the money, Zelle the money, however the money needs to get there, just so you can mail that bad boy to me, because it's only one of them is only exclusive, and I want to order the one online, because that image alone of Cody, finish the story, means the world to me. All the Cody Rhodes shirts have been phenomenal, all the designs and all that, but this one, I'm just like, oh, I need this in my life. I need it so bad. Like, there's a lot of wrestling shirts I've been like wanting to pull the trigger on, and this one, I'm just waiting. Okay, let me stop geeking out. First match of the night, Austin Theory versus Montez Ford. Austin Theory for the win. You know, he's building up to John Cena, and I feel like we're going to see John next week in Phoenix, Arizona, down the street. I can't go once again. God damn it, but I'll be watching live. So, I am so excited to see what Austin Theory and John Cena do at WrestleMania. I can't wait until John comes back to smarten up this kid, pretty much, and give Austin Theory his due, because I've said it time and time again, Austin Theory is somebody I feel is a true, tremendous talent, and they need to do something to get him over. Okay. Him and Montez Ford tore it up in that ring. Now we get the Bloodline backstage. You know, everyone's there. You know, and they sit down. Like, yeah, oos. You know, and Roman goes, everybody leave except Jay. Then goes commercial break. They come back. We're still backstage with the Bloodline. Well, with Roman and Jay. And he goes, You're making decisions. You know, you're making these choices. Are you the Bloodline, though? Because that's the way it is. And he goes, I'm Bloodline, Oos. I'm Bloodline. That's what he tells him. And on top of that, you know, Roman looks at him. And I know he has that Larry David eye. Because Larry David knows when anybody lies. That's what I really liked about this. Larry David knows. If you ever watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, there's a moment where Larry David goes, Okay, that's what I felt with this moment, because Roman, even after Jay left, the wise man comes in, and he goes, yes, wise man. He goes, did you get everything you need? He goes, yes, wise man. And I think Roman knows there is a hint of doubt to Jay's loyalty to the Bloodline. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, this is too damn good. They announced a showcase tag team match. So that's what that Fatal 4-Way Women's Tag Team Tournament, I mean, those matches are to qualify for the Fatal 4-Way. It's showcase tag team matches for the men and the women. They announced the men's because they got Street Profits, Viking Raiders, Alpha Academy, Ricochet, and Braun Strowman. They're going to be at WrestleMania in a showcase WrestleMania match. That's a hell of a lineup. That's some rounds in the pistol, ladies and gentlemen. Like banger. I'm like, oh, that's gonna be good. The women's is still lining up. Probably have more matches for that soon. But yeah, that's gonna be awesome. Adam Pearce is at backstage trying to do an interview. Chelsea Green interrupts. She's like, I'm supposed to team up with Carmella. I think Carmella has some medical issues right now, because I saw it on Instagram. She posted something. You know, it looked like she was in the hospital, and hopefully, you know, whatever's going on, I hope it gets solved soon, because I really do like Carmella. I think Carmella's awesome. So, personally. Piper Nevin, Chelsea's like, look, this is my tag partner. We can be in that showcase Fatal 4-Way tag team with the women. Just give me the match. And Adam's like, no, I'm making choices. But she's like, I want to talk to the manager. And I remember when this started happening, I was like, oh, I don't want Chelsea doing this Karen bit. I don't like this whatsoever. I don't want her doing it. But it finally, it's growing on me a little bit. That's just because with the help of Adam Pearce being the one to deal with Chelsea Green. Okay, but they have a match later on tonight. Next match, Omos versus Mustafa Ali. Dolph Ziggler's looking on, but man, I felt like I blinked in this match. It's fucking WWE! We're like, full match! On Twitter, here you go, Omos versus Mustafa Ali. It wasn't even, like, Jesus, it was less than a minute. But Omos for the win. And they're going to have a big weigh-in next week between Brock Lesnar and Omos. I hope Brock Lesnar shows up because next week is the go-home shows to WrestleMania. So next week's the go-home shows for Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor. I got a lot to pack on next week. You know, I got to tell people, like, yo, if you need to talk to me, don't talk to me this week because there's a lot of wrestling go on. And my fellow sexy ninjas, they need the New World podcast in their life. And I'm going to give it to them as best as I can. May 6th is Backlash, hosted by Bad Bunny in Puerto Rico. That's going to be a banger, bro. Now let's get to Impulsive TV with Logan Paul. Logan got the mic skills. I'm not blowing smoke. I'm trying to tell you right now, Logan, he's a force to be reckoned with. He has proved to us he can go in that ring since his first match. Everything he was saying was not a lie. You hate him because you want to hate him, and he's just hated. He's not, people don't want him here in this business, but I'm sorry. That dude can go. Go watch what he did with Roman. Him and Roman tore it up. Man, that off the top rope with the going live on Instagram or something like that. Fucking awesome. So while he's doing this, his mic goes off. And we find out Seth's in the back playing with the audio tracks and whatnot. He's like, oh, Logan, you know, trying to make it sound better. But then he goes, oh, this is going to sound better. Oh, Logan's playing it off really well. He's like, man, these people in St. Louis are tone deaf. Blah, 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 blah. You know, Seth's in the truck. Then he comes out and gets right to it. Goes into a fight. And I'm like, yes. But got knocked out. He got knocked out again. Looking foolish, Seth. Looking foolish, but everything is for a reason, especially in the professional wrestling business. I am very excited for these two because Seth is a tremendous fucking talent, and these two are going to tear it up at WrestleMania. It's going to be a big, big match, and people are going to be like, oh my God, he really can wrestle. Duh. Go watch his other matches. And don't hate. Just hate. Drink some of that Prime. I've been drinking some of that Prime. It's delicious. Delicious. All right. So WrestleMania, the musical. I haven't seen this. Apparently, it's on YouTube already. It's with Maurice and The Miz, who's the host of WrestleMania. Haven't watched it yet. Saw the little tidbit they had tonight. And I was just like, ah, life is good. Life is good as a professional wrestling fan right now. Especially a big WWE fan. The fact we're going to Hollywood and they're doing these little vignettes. I'm a happy, happy man. I'm a happy. Yeah, indeed, baby. Yeah, indeed. We have Dominic Mysterio versus Johnny Gargano with Dexter Lumis. And Dominic's with Damian. Dominic for the win. Very great. Like, this match was good. This was a damn good match. That's because Johnny is taking Dominic to another level. And Dominic got the win. Then there was a promo afterwards, and he said what we're all thinking, is he going to interrupt the ceremony with Rey being inducted into the Hall of Fame, being the first inductee of the class of 2023, and he said something that made me go, oh, dirty Dom here. He says, you know, I'm going to go and ask Mom. You know, all my family shunned me and this and that. But I'm going to ask Mom for permission for you to have a match with me at WrestleMania and tell her to take your balls out of her purse. And I was like, fuck, Dom. God damn it. This kid is getting better and better and better. Oh, ooh. Oh, and with Johnny Gargano, he has a big match with Grayson Waller. At Stand and Deliver, I got to catch up on the storylines. I know a little bit tidbits here and there, but Johnny was attacked by Grayson in front of his house. you know, big storylines there. I got to catch up there, but because my main focus has been like with the main roster, Ring of Honor, Dynamite, and everything building up to all these crazy shows. Life is good, folks. I ain't complaining one bit. Life is good as a professional wrestling fan, and I'm a happy man. Uso solo backstage. Roman sends the Usos off to the jet. He has seafood waiting for them. That he has the buffet out, you know, shrimp, lobster, everything. And they're like, all right, let's go solo. But Roman says, no, I want solo. Solo with me, the Usos off to the jet. And I was like, okay. And they did the thread better this week, I feel, with the Bloodline story and where it's going. Edge promo, backstage, with the candles around. Looks like his head is floating. It looks really, really cool. Calling out Balor for their Hell in a Cell match at WrestleMania. And it gave me goosebumps. We're getting the Brood Edge. We're getting this vicious Edge. You know, when he says the Hell in a Cell brings out this. And the best line of this, when he's like, bring your demon to meet the devil. And I'm sorry, first thing I thought in my mind, I was like, oh, MJF is going to be there? No. Edge is talking about himself. But this was such a good promo. It gave me some chills, man, because Edge brings that factor into this, and him and Balor are going to tear it up at WrestleMania in a Hell in a Cell. I'm like, bring it on, baby. Bring it on. Rhea Ripley comes out. Great promo from her. I'm getting really, really excited for this match because the personal story they're telling between these two women and in this match is going to be huge. And I'm kind of upset because as much as I am excited about Bianca Belair and Asuka, I'm not excited. I'm excited to see the match, but I'm not invested in the story whatsoever, because there's been nothing until this week. Nothing. We got 2 weeks left, and Rhea and Charlotte are building, and I give a fuck because I give a fuck. I'm like, give me this. I need this match in my life. The other match, I'll watch. I don't need it, though, because they made me not care for so long. It's frustrating. But Rhea, Charlotte, fuck yes. Another match that I'm kind of like, I'll watch, but I don't care, was when Damage Control came out. And I was like, okay, aren't y'all supposed to, like, have a feud with Trish, Lita, and Becky in 2 weeks as well? You know, they won the tag team titles off you. This is how we're going to do this? What the fuck? Like, I don't care about that match. I'm excited to see it, but I don't care. I'm not invested in the story for it, you know, because it's a random triple threat match with Damage Control, Trish, Lita, and Becky. Who do you think's gonna win that match? Becky, Lita, and Trish. There's no way they're gonna have those three lose at WrestleMania. No way. So, this sets up Bayley versus Rhea. Then out of nowhere, Becky, Lita, Trish come out. They're eating popcorn, watching this match. Of course, Rhea for the win, because we can't have Rhea go down any way, shape, or form, because she needs to look strong to go take on Charlotte. So, like, they're mixing storylines just to mix things in together for me to be like, oh, I can't wait. It's like, I'll watch, but I'm not invested. I'm more invested in Rhea and Charlotte. So, I was more invested in this than that, okay? This is saying a lot. Chad is looking for Otis. You know, he's getting a handicure, as he called it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to know what's going on with this. I want to see what Maxine's doing to him, the Maximum ML models. I want to see. I want to know. And the fact that I'm more invested in that storyline than the Becky, Lita, Trish versus Damage Control and the whole Bianca Belair versus Asuka, we need to reevaluate that. But Chad convinces Otis to go with him. because he goes, hey, we're in a showcase match at WrestleMania, big tag team match, everything like that. And Otis was like, okay, let's go. Maxine was like, no, but he left. Big induction here. Andy Kaufman is going into the Hall of Fame with the great Muda, Rey Mysterio. This is shaping up to be a good class. Andy Kaufman, if you don't know who Andy Kaufman is, you should do your Googles and your history lessons, because Andy Kaufman is huge in the professional wrestling history and lore, especially with Jerry the King Lawler. Have you ever seen Man on the Moon? Jerry the King Lawler's in that. If you want to hear a crazy ass story, Lloyd Kaufman versus Jerry the King Lawler. It's so fascinating, that feud and what Andy Kaufman was doing. And Andy Kaufman was a wild character himself. So I'm very happy about Andy getting into the Hall of Fame. Much love, much respect. Rest in peace. More vignettes coming out of this as we get closer to WrestleMania Goes Hollywood. We had a 40-year-old virgin skit with Drew, Sheamus, and the Brutes, the Brawling Brutes. It's the scene where Steve Carell's character is getting a wax job on his chest and got his nipple and stuff like that. This was fucking funny. I popped really hard. I thought it was really great. I know we're getting close, and I hope we get a few more on top of this and everything we've seen so far with these little vignette thingies. I love them. Ricochet with Braun versus Chad and Otis on the side. During this match, Maxine came out and took Otis with her. And Chad's like, oh, my buddy. But damn, y'all. Ricochet versus Chad Gable, the Mattician, the Matt Master, the Matt Man, the Wrestle Machine, Chad Gable, they tore it up. This was a really good freaking match right here between these two. I really want to watch it again. I really like the story stuff we're telling with Maxine, Otis. Are we splitting them? But if we're going to do that, I don't want Chad to be left in the dust, because that dude is awesome. He's just such an amazing wrestler. And anybody, he tears it up with anybody and everybody in that ring. And Chad Gable deserves the world, along with Otis, my spirit animal. Okay, big tag team match, Bianca Belair with Asuka versus Piper Niven and Chelsea Green. It was okay. Bianca and Asuka for the win, you know. And biggest thing out of this match is Bianca Belair doing the KOD to Piper. I was like, damn, Bianca showing off them skills, son. Bam, KOD. I was like, okay, that was a great spot. But finally, Asuka attacks Bianca, you know, and I was like, oh, thank God. And this whole, like, her, like, I love the blue mist. I love this. I love that. But I'm just like, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for something between you two. We got 2 weeks left. 2 weeks. Make me give a fuck. And I was like, ugh. Thank you, Asuka, for hitting Bianca. Hopefully next week you guys can turn up the heat a little bit more. Okay. Now, Roman Reigns is back. He walks out with Solo and Paul. And before he could say anything, Cody comes out. Talk about two machines, two monsters on the mic. Because Roman has gotten so much better. And Cody comes out and he tells him, hey, well, he's like, I'm talking to you, Roman. I'm not talking to Paul. I'm not talking to Solo, even though Solo's looking at me. And he tells him, kid, you ain't ready. And he looks at Roman again. And then Roman, oh, God damn, dude. He comes at Cody hard. He's like, what happened? You got the Stardust thing. You run away. You go and create a company and that you can't get over in, and you run away. You come back here. You get over, and guess what happens? Your little peck pops and you go away. He goes, aren't we seeing a trend here? You know, because I'm Roman fucking Reigns. I am the main event. And when Roman, I was like, damn, Roman. I didn't know you got to get personal like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but he did. But Cody came right back to him. You know. And I was just like, oh, this is going to be one of the biggest and best WrestleMania matches in a long time. An actual feud that just means the world. And I cannot wait when these two tie it up. And the story will be finished at WrestleMania. We already got Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn taking on the Usos. And I just feel Jay is going to cause them to lose the titles and join Kevin and Sami. Then we continue that story there. Main event, Jay Uso. So, a lot to look forward to. Afterwards, Cody stops the Samoan Spike because he says, hey, kid, I told you weren't ready. And Solo's like, he's about to do his thing, and bam, kicked. Then he's about to go after Cody again, and Roman stops him. So, I'm like, oh, my gosh, we're digging deeper into the storytelling here because Roman is stopping Solo from being the enforcer he needs to be. He's taming him. He's taking his balls and putting it in his bag. Saying, no, Solo, not right now. What a great ending to Monday Night Raw. I give this show a solid 4 out of 5. I had a damn good time. There's a lot of things I liked. There's a lot of things I kind of didn't really care for. I've already spoke on that. Tell me what you thought of the show. Drop those comments below. Drop them. And then hit that like, hit that subscribe, leave a review. Tell them how much you love the New World Podcast, brother, or the Sexy Ninja Cast. Tell them how much you just love KMB, the Sexy Ninja. Go to our T Public store and get yourself some merch. Get that NWP logo and designed by Penta. Much love. Go show Penta some love. Go check out his music, Penta X. He's the shit. He's awesome. Go show love to Big Daddy, who's off doing his damn thing right now with Big Daddy Forever. Go show him some love. Show C Plus Studios some love. We appreciate every single one of you. Yeah. Then, as I said, and as I'll say time and time again, my daughter knows it now. Like and subscribe. Share it with your grandma. Share it with your grandpa. Share it with the bum down at Walmart. I am KMB, the Sexy Ninja. And as always, the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
So yeah, brother versus brother at WrestleMania, we accept. As a matter of fact, we ain't got to wait till man.